This next one is an alto aria that is quite beautiful, but it is better known for the fact that it has this fabulous violin solo that accompanies the vocalist. So it's a full orchestrated piece with a lovely violin obbligato. So listen carefully. Okay, to give you a rough idea as to the sort of thing that the Matthew Passion is, now remember Handel's Messiah had all the words taken straight from the Bible, but the Matthew Passion mostly had words that were really composed by a poet, except for, of course, the words that are spoken by the actual characters in the Bible, the disciple Peter and Jesus Christ and the Pontius Pilate and all these people. Their words are taken from the Bible, but the other reflections are all written by a poet. So here we have aria that is intended to be sung by as by Judas going and throwing the money at the feet of the priests and saying, "Give me back my Jesus." So it's a little sentimental, but it gives an idea as to the kind of mood that pervades the work. The St. Matthew Passion ends with the burial of Jesus' body in the tomb of Joseph Arimathea. Here is the last chorus from the whole work. And I've played this for you before. It is the choir mourning the death and saying that we are seated here in hopeless sadness and so forth. And so we'll play that just to end the St. Matthew Passion excerpts. Thank you. Okay, now that ends our excerpts from the Matthew Passion, which actually comes to an end with the burial of the body of Jesus. And of course, if all goes well, on Easter Day, you are going to hear a whole lot of stuff about Easter bunnies and the resurrection and chocolate and so forth. But that material does not appear in the Matthew Passion. However, there is a line in the Nicene Creed that says, "And on the third day he rose again," and that is set to music in Bach's Mass in B minor and other masses that he wrote. In fact, it's set to music in every Mass that you would know. And so we are going to play that resurrection part of the B minor Mass. It's a major chorus with trumpets and drums and stuff. So here it is, the B minor Mass, the Credo from the B minor Mass. It resurrects.
Thank you.
And now, dear listeners, we have finished with all that, but there is another song from the B minor Mass that I would like to play for you. It's a duet and it's two sopranos. Here it is. It is also from the Creed and also from the B minor Mass, and it's called Et in Unum Dominum. That means, and I believe in one God. Okay, now I think we are going to listen to some Baroque brass. That is, in the old, in the days of the 18th century and so on, they had very different brass instruments like trumpets and trombones and horns and so forth than we have today. And they didn't have some of the gadgets that we have, like valves and pistons and so forth, to play all the notes, chromatic notes. they were able to only play the natural scale, and of course the artists were very clever at getting all sorts of notes from their instruments, and they were very sweet voiced instruments, and the composers wrote all sorts of wonderful pieces for them. Now here is a piece that a neighbor of ours one time came over and played on her violin, Sunny Fereshte. If you're listening, here's your moment of fame. This is an orchestra playing that same gavotte that she played. It's from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D major, and this is the gavotte. Here is the finale of that orchestral suite, suite number 3 in D, and this piece is called a bourrée, and I'm not sure what it means. Sounds like French for butter, but I don't think that's what they mean. Anyway, here it is.